We're here with Brady Cox, Vice President of Global Business Development for ZCom. We're going to talk about the ZCom Communication Center today and go through a demo. But first, Brady, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about ZCom?
Sure, thank you. So, yes, Brady Cox. I've been working with ZCom most of my adult career since 1996. Working throughout the world, most recently the last 6 years as VP of Sales for the North American marketplace. I recently retired that position to drive business development globally for the Link practice, which is extremely exciting. So ZCom, as I said, started early as 1994. Since that time, we have provided over 4,000 contact center solutions to our customer base throughout the world in four major regions. So Asia Pacific, which is obviously where my funny sounding voice comes from, New Zealand, Australia, Asia, and the UK. And of course, we moved to the US in 1999, where we now have half of our resources and half of our customer base. So truly global organization. So we've been providing, as I said, 4,000 customers. They're in the mid-size market space. So from the 20 to 400 seats is our core focus. And the largest one we've had is 1,000 seats. And across all verticals, all industries have made use of our multimedia platform. So the technology itself is it's pretty much everything that you'd buy in a modern day contact center on any platform. And of course, it's now available on Link.
Oh, great. So what approach do you bring to the Link platform?
So, as I mentioned, we've been doing this a long time on other telephony platforms, other major brand PBXs in the market. And the way we've always done it is we've used their proprietary way of connecting and integrating so that you get that tight control over the telephony layer. And that's true with Link. So we've been working with Microsoft for years. We are a Microsoft Gold ISV, and recently we're a Microsoft Gold UC partner. And we're doing things the way Microsoft want us to do them. So we're using UCMA, which is the Microsoft protocol to control Link, and we're using Link itself to hold and facilitate the queue call in the way that we've always done it on other platforms. So when a call comes in, it hits Link and it stays in Link, and we control it through UCMA from that point on. So it's very tight integration into the Link platform.
Okay, now I want to see this in action. So take us
Sure.
through a demo.
Okay, will do.
Let's start with the ZCom desktop, which is it's actually the agent desktop. It's the thing that all the agents use to control their contacts and manage their communications environment. So a quick geography lesson starts with the toolbar at the top, which is the ability to search for people and get their contact details, their status, and of course, call them. Using ZCom Desktop to drive it, but Link to facilitate the call. And all the hang up, park, and transfer that you would expect in a call handling environment. Down here we have the agent toolbar, which is where you of course log in, log out, request help, go on a break, and so on. And then the left-hand side, the menu on the left here, dictates the real estate in the middle. So you'll see it changes as I click on each one of these lines. The first one is to display the information about an incoming call. I don't have a call right now. We have a comprehensive call history, which gives you not only voice calls, but chat calls and email calls. All the media that you process as an agent is displayed in this, and you can sort it by date and time and media type and so on. Very useful, actually. These three views, contact center, agent, and queues, are just different ways of looking at the contact center and what's happening right now. And I'll actually come back to that when we talk about real-time visibility. So before we go too much further, I better start processing some contacts. What I'll do is I'll log in as I normally would, hit the login button. This is where I get to choose the class, which is reflecting my skill set, talented or otherwise in my case. So I'm the universe agent, and I can receive all of these different media. So I'll log in and make myself available, but actually I know for a fact that there's already a whole lot of emails queued up, ready and waiting for me. So actually there's some social media emails that's be the first thing that I receive, so expect that. And here it is. So I'm offered an email from a Facebook notification. On my other monitor there's actually a SMTP email screen pop, and I'll answer that. And Dizzy Daisy Flowers likes ZCOM. I assume that's a big corporation. So they've said that they like ZCOM on our Facebook, and I've got a notification of that. That's the email that I'm handling. So from here, I can hang up on that email, I can reply, I can transfer forward, this transfer being to an agent or a queue. So I can choose it to, say it goes to a support queue, for example. Or I can put the call on hold while I go away and figure out the answer to this question. While I'm doing that, I may well receive another offer from a different email. Okay, so I'm managing multiple emails at the same time. So I'll hang up on this one and move them out. And I'm still on this one here. Now in the emails tab, I can see all the emails waiting to be queued up, or are queued up. I can go and see the ones that are active and the ones that I've replied to. So I have a full history of all the contacts I've made in this area. Now if I want to reply to this email, I simply hit reply, and you'll notice that it'll come from saying the from address is social media@ZCOM, or I can change it to my email address. But this one here means it's coming from the queue. All other email template type stuff you would expect is standard in the application. So I'll just say thanks for liking us and send. Okay, so that's email. How about chat? Well, chat comes from the need for people to communicate via the internet. They're on someone's website and they want to have a live chat with an agent right now. Importantly, we need to queue that so that the agents that are otherwise on telephones or emails, we need to check that they're available for a chat and that they have the right skill sets, like can they type. So what I'll do is I'll put a request in for a live chat, and this is, you know, the same sort of template you could use, or you can completely customize it. And I've got that chat right there. So I'll say, hi Scott. And if I look into his world, he's going to say hi, wonderful. Now from here, let's move that out of the way. From here we can transfer that just like we normally could a voice call or an email, as you've seen. I can transfer it to another queue if he's in the wrong place. It's particularly handy. I can invite multiple people into this environment. So I could ask Andrew to join this because he's the subject matter expert. I can push and pull URLs so that their website changes. But the important thing here is that we've taken that chat request from a particular queue, skilled it up, put it in the right skill sets, and we're reporting on all of this in real time and historically. So let's make an old-fashioned telephone call. Actually, I'm going to use a very modern one. I'm going to put a link call in. And so I have superhuman skills and can take a chat and a voice call at the same time. And here you have a call coming from Charles in Link in the same way you'd expect. I'll answer it from Link. And here I have that live telephone call. Now it's important to know that I can use Link or I can use desktop to manage this call from here on in. And so if I was to put this call on hold, I can then retrieve it using Link, as you can see. If I terminate it from here, I can transfer it from here, everything you would normally do. So it's very much up to the agent's preferences as to whether they use their telephone, their headset, their Link client, their desktop, as to how they answer calls for each of the different contacts. Remember, the ZCOM desktop is simply controlling the Link environment. Okay, so I'll terminate on that call, and I'll actually hang up on the chat call as well, and I'll show you what happens. So I'll end this conversation. I then get a wrap-up code or resolution code, some people call it, to say, what was that call about? Well, it was about an incentive program we've got, and they wanted the mass cash. So do I. And I wrap that up. Now, that goes into the reporting so you can analyze what sort of calls you're getting in your environment, and each one of those wrap-ups can change based on the queue that they're actually calling. So that's some contact handling experience for you. Let me show you some of the supervisory stuff that you get with ZCC Desktop. I came to these three titles here. I prefer the queues one because it shows you each of the queues that you're interested in and all the information that's sort of relevant to today. So the Universe Sales queue, my demo queue, has received 16 calls today, four of which abandoned before someone can answer it. And that's given me a service level of 71%. So if I want to see what's happening in that environment and see why they're abandoning or what the available agent states are, you simply expand it out and I'm the only agent in there. And you can see what happens to my state when I change to, say, go on a break. Let's go on a stress break. I like that one. I'm going to go on a stress break for 3 minutes or 2 minutes. Not that stressed. And you can see right across the network. Now this goes to all agents and all supervisors based on their security. You can turn this off as well. To see a bigger team, we have the ZCOM US sales team or those that are logged in. The green jackets represent the primary skills for sales. And we have Jenny down here who's very helpful. She's acting as a backup agent in the blue jacket. This is all based on skills-based routing. We can see that Jim Cubby is talking to Mike Dubs and has been doing so for just over 1 minute. We can see that Daniel's in work time, which means that he is available for calls, but he's working on something else. So if you can, deliver it to someone of that, to one of these other agents, please. Now you'll notice if I hover over someone, it tells me what their historical performance has been today. You can see Jenny's had an occupancy of 74% today, how many chat calls, how many email calls she's on right now, and what her break time is. So she's taken an hour out of nearly 8 hours. One thing I'll point out is the little coffee cup. That was good timing. It just turned red because it's been over time. My break has been over time, so my break time has expired and I either end my break right now or I log out. But you'll notice it's turned red and everybody can see that, so I must be extra stressed, something along those lines. Very subtle but extremely useful feature within the desktop. The last thing I want to show you is this tab right here, which is presence. We've been doing presence for a long time, but this particular presence is special because it integrates into Link and reflects the colors and the states of, obviously, the Link users. So you can see that Brian Hunt's away. I can see that Jonna is available. And if I click on this, it will call her on her extension or on her Link. And I have multiple tabs set up and designed to show the various offices within ZCOM around the world and what each of their states are. Tightly integrated into Microsoft Link. So moving out of the Agent Desktop application, there's lots more I could show you, but there's not that much time. So we'll move into another very popular, simple application, is the Snapshot, which is a real-time display of everything happening in the queues, same way that Desktop shows you, same information, but it's customizable. So you can make these tiles look however you like, and you can pull data from any source. It doesn't have to be the ZCC. This is all ZCOM information. You can see the abandoned calls out of totals delivered for tier one, for example. But we could have the number of tickets opened or closed. We could have revenue information presented into this, which is available on LCD screens, obviously, any PC and most mobility devices. Right, so the agent experience is important, but when it comes to selecting a contact center product, you want to know that you're in control of it. And so what I have here is the administration screen, which allows us to administrate every aspect of the contact center environment. All of the routing, the announcements, the thresholds, everything. Let's go into a queue and I'll show you, I'll randomly select one. I'll show you how you can just quickly screen through and talk about service levels. We can talk about alerts. We can talk about skill sets, and I can quickly change the way that a call is delivered, what priority it receives to this group of people. I can change the progress announcements and say, I don't want any announcements for until 5 seconds, and then every 40 seconds after that. I can change the modes, and so I can select. No, this is not working. Okay, so let's move from the agent experience to what the management console looks like. Here we have the administrator, and from this administrator, you can control and administrate every aspect of the contact center. And I would say at least half of our customer base does this from the contact center or supervisor point of view, not using IT. It's self-explanatory. So the first thing you do is choose which company or department you're in. You can have completely separate companies driving the system in a tenanted way. So I'll choose my demo environment. And then you have this menu down the left-hand side here, which controls, as I said, everything. So within the queues, I can pick on a queue and change all the core things that you want to change about it. So first of all, how does service level get measured? What sort of alerts do I want? I want to know if there are calls waiting longer than 30 seconds, or if there's that many more calls in the queue. I might want to change the priority of the ways that calls come into this queue. So when they come in, they're actually only a priority 2, but then they get more urgent faster. What announcements do I want them to hear? I want them to hear this VIP announce group or the JC's announce group. What happens after hours? Well, it goes into night mode. Well, what does night mode do? Night mode plays an announcement, plays this announcement, and then it goes into the next scheduled change. There's lots of things just in the queue itself that I can get in administrate, and I won't choose to go too much further than that. But let me give you an example of something that's usually complex that a sales guy can handle. So here we have the announce section, and there's all these different types of announcements, including the auto attendance, all the different options that you may want to present to a caller, and what happens to them. Very easy. Here's the progress announcements, which are the announcements you hear when you're on hold. And here I have a universe group, which is all the announcements that play in the universe queue. And I can edit them as a administrator or supervisor. And I can go in there, and if I wanted to, I could select record and record that greeting right now. Or if I want to import some sweet sounding voice that I've pre-recorded earlier, I simply import it. And when I hit OK, it goes into the contact center queue live. If I want to check what's in there, I can play the announcement. If I want to change it into Spanish, I simply go Spanish and re-record all those announcements so that they'll be played in the same place, but of course in Spanish. So let's say I want to add a queue to that announce group, and I sort of forget how to do it. Well, at any point in our administration, we have a help facility, which brings you context-specific help for what you're trying to do right now, which is add or remove a queue from a progress screen, for example. Very comprehensive online help. So that's a bit of a deep dive, just to give you a taste of the power of our administration. Let's move into some reporting. This is probably the most critical part of actually managing a contact center, all the business intelligence. So everything that happens in the ZCOM communication center, including all media, everything that gets delivered or doesn't get delivered to any agent, is recorded here and is available over time. We record everything in detail for a year, and then it becomes a historical report. But in the detailed queuing, for example, you can see all the different subjects of the reports. I'll run one report on queue performance. And what I like the most about all this is that it gives you the name of the report you're going to get and then what's in the report. So you don't have to learn all the reports straight off. As soon as you start to run it, you can just read what the report's going to give you. And then you can follow a wizard to step you through the process of running this report. Or if you're really clever, you can just jump straight into the template and do it yourself, which I think I'll do because I'm really clever. And I have the range of different groups of reports, of queues. So here's all the ZCOM support queues. and I can choose the dates, which I did. I can say I want to know about the queues, the abandons, and the callbacks, because we do callback, which is the ability to leave a message in the queue and maintain your position in that queue. But there's all these other call types that I would maybe choose as well. So I'll run that report, and here's some data. It's got calling ID in there, so I won't go into detail for long, so I can make them bigger or smaller. And it has all of the details. The first call was at 7:30 a.m., came in from this number, rang for 2 seconds, they talked for 3 minutes and 16 seconds, and so on and so on. The first thing you want to do is put this into a picture. So here's a picture of all of the calls taken through that time and the abandoned calls. So 10 out of 100 were abandoned for this particular queue, none in this queue. What about talk time? It's around about 11 minutes. This is a help desk environment, so that makes sense. And of course, there's a distribution of calls, so first tier, second tier, and then probably callback. And this is available for all of the different aspects of queuing and agent availability. So we've got agent activity, availability, agent multimedia, so who's taking voice calls, email calls, chat calls, and so on. And this is detailed, but then we then have historical reporting, which will give you all time. And I have personal reports that were scheduled to automatically run to my printer, to a file, to an email, as I like them on a regular basis, daily, hourly, weekly, monthly, whatever you like. This is available for phone, but also for email and all the media that we support. And again, it can be tenanted based on company, so you can run reports on your company, but cannot see other companies in the structure.
Brady, thanks a lot for that demo. That was fantastic. So where do we go to find out more about the ZCOM Communication Center?
Well, so it's zcom.com. So if you're a customer, there's plenty of information, more detailed even than I've given you today. And you'll also find out which partners to contact in the various parts of the world for you. And if you're a partner wanting to work with ZCOM, the same place, zcom.com, and request a partner contact. So thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, and thank you.